know the rest, so don't front. But as we know, the things we do come back.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means during the first half hour, we'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for Science for Humans. It's going to be a change-up today on Science for Humans. We're going to talk about Dr. Jeff's leg training style. After all, he had award-winning legs back in the day when he was both a power lifter and a bodybuilder, so we're going to get to the bottom of that in just a minute. Then we're going to be talking about four gut bacteria that have identified to prevent asthma development in infants. Asthma is rampant in the United States today and abroad. Maybe we have some answers when we come back to that subject. And then during the second hour, we're going to be talking about a book that I found amazing, and I think the entire audience needs to read it. It's called The Rise of Superman with award-winning author Stephen Kotler. But first, let's get started with some theme music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Welcome back, Dr. Jeff.
How you doing, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, I've been waiting for you to do a show like this. I have to tell you the truth. You were a champion, professional bodybuilder. You were a champion world record holder in powerlifting. And we've talked about vitamins and minerals and all that sort of stuff. And I've been waiting for you to bring something to the table that you have really excelled in and that the audience will love to hear more about. And that's your training style.
You know, I think I spend so much time being a scientist that I actually forget that I used to be an athlete.
Yes.
So many people have, you know, sent me emails and tweets and all that stuff, you know, saying, hey, when are you going to talk about training? You know, how do you get big legs? We saw your videos. And I thought, I guess, you know what, it's time to talk about a little bit of leg training.
So when you went from powerlifting to bodybuilding, did your leg training style change?
It did. You know, when I was a powerlifter, you know, there was one thing on my mind was how much could I do one time? But I always bodybuilded. Even before when I was playing football, I used to read Arnold Schwarzenegger's Education of a Bodybuilder. I used to take that into the gym. People thought it was crazy. But I kind of incorporated doing reps. So I remember going to my first Ohio State powerlifting meet. It was about 79.
How old were you at the time?
I was probably 18 or 19.
Okay.
Now, prior to that, you know, I had entered powerlifting contests during high school because we had a lifting team and, you know, we competed against other high schools. And I was so far ahead of those guys because we had been powerlifting essentially since we were, you know, seventh grade. But I remember going in there, I didn't even know about knee wraps or suits or anything. Now, I had always wore a belt, but I remember going in there and I think I did, I don't know, 500 or 600 pounds. And all these old timers were looking at me going, you are crazy. I mean, how do you do that? No knee wraps, no nothing. And I'm watching these guys with, you know, suits and wraps and smelling salts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a pretty good education.
What you're talking about, for those who don't know what we're talking about, the smelling salts, a lot of powerlifters will use amyl nitrate. It's a very, very strong ammonia smelling. And when you sniff it, they call them whippets or snappers, they call them.
They call them. And
they wake you up. Yeah. They open your sinuses up. They open your brain up. It's like you get a rush from it.
Oh yeah, I always had smelling salts after that, you know, in my bag, especially when I started bodybuilding. Leg day, you know, you would see me before each heavy set. I would take a sniff of the salts in the little container.
Right.
And then when I would get to the big ones, I would actually bust one of those caps.
Remember
the old bust? I mean, that one about knocked you back. So my training did change, you know, when I started to incorporate into bodybuilding and I thought, you know, I've got to get more shape and more depth to my legs. One of the things I realized is most people, their hamstrings were like an afterthought. Everybody would do squats and hit calves or, you know, hit quads. And then whatever they had left over, they'd go do some hamstrings. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do my hamstrings first. So my recommendation is blast your hamstrings first, because it's interesting. When you go to squat, the blood is all in those hamstrings. I mean, my hamstrings used to bounce off my calves. I mean, that's how full they would be.
Wow.
And that's why I developed a really good-looking leg, because I had big hamstrings.
Interesting. That's really an interesting idea. The people, you're right. Most people, they focus on the squat movements or the leg presses, and hamstrings are an afterthought.
Oh, you know, I watch guys at the gym now and gals. I mean, they're leg pressing, they're squatting, they're hack squatting, they're extension. And then usually they go home or they'll run over to, you know, a seated leg curl and do three sets.
Right.
And it's like, first of all, you're going to probably pull a hamstring. But, you know, you're not going to have that pretty thick, shapely leg. So I like lying hamstring extensions. You know, good old-fashioned lay down on the bench and pull it up. You know, control. Don't go so heavy that, you know, you're hooping and hopping and arching all over the place. You know, keep everything really controlled. Keep that tension on the muscle. Come all the way up. On my lighter ones, I like to squeeze at the top and come down slow. And, you know, 5, 6, 7 sets. I mean, until you can't do anymore, you know, you shouldn't get into, well, I'm only going to do 3 or 4. If you haven't worked that muscle, then do some more.
What do you think about stiff leg deadlifts for hamstrings? Not coming all the way up, just the bottom 2/3 of the movement.
You know, I never liked that exercise because I thought it always put so much strain on the lower back that, personally, you know, I always got a great workout off of the, lying. And then, you know, now they make the seated hamstring, which I then go on to that, you know, and I'll finish up with that. So, you know, after you've done about 10 or 12 sets, you know, 10 plus reps, I mean, if you can add more weight, you continue to add weight. I always like to start with kind of a warm-up, get the blood flowing, and then continually add weight until I get to that max where, you know, I'm having trouble dishing out 10 or 12. Your hamstrings should be spent. And again, if you like stiff-legged deadlifts or, you know, some of the other exercises that I see people do, that's great. But to me, these are kind of the mass builders that really help you concentrate on that muscle.
So you're talking about a lot of volume. If you're talking about upwards of 10 reps per set, and you're talking about 8 to 10 sets, right?
Right.
I mean, that absolutely has to make your hamstrings grow.
Oh, they do. They will. I mean, you know, they just curl up. You got this big watermelon on the back of your leg. If you're a guy, if you're a gal, you have a little cantaloupe, you know.
Yeah.
Depending on. But again, you know, handle some weight. And then about every, you know, fourth workout or something, I would get some force reps in where, you know, when I got to those heavier sets, I would have my training partner bring that weight up for me, and then I would bring it down slowly, and I would have him push on it, so I'd have to hold that back. I mean, putting all that tension on that muscle. I had learned several years ago, there were these, you remember the muscle stimulators that used to hook up the electronic?
The electric ones. They still sell them, tens units. Yeah, yeah.
Not the cheap ones. There were some really good ones that came out of Russia that I actually had the opportunity to use. And I realized that if electrical current could stimulate a contraction, and I actually put 2 inches on my quads using one of these, that I needed to be in more control while I was training. You know, it wasn't the amount of weight. It was the fact that you were putting resistance. I remember Tom Platz used to say that anything from 1 to 15 reps is worthless. It's after the 15th rep when you're really starting to struggle. That's when the muscle starts to grow.
Right. Okay, so that's the hamstrings first. So give hamstring priority. Then where do you go from there?
Then you're going to go in and start working the quads. So I like to just get on the seated extensions. Just do some light ones, you know, just to kind of warm the knees up, get the blood flowing, because right now we got all the blood in the back of the legs. And then, you know, for the heavy lift, squats. And, you know, I like to go, this is where I incorporated my powerlifting. I didn't do that, you know, that narrow stance. I mean, I went pretty wide, you know, about shoulder width, just like you would sitting down in a chair. And I would start with 135, and that would be my first set. Now, with squats, I would, again, do, you know, 10 to 15 reps. But my philosophy was that I would always only add a 45-pound weight. You know, if I couldn't do the next one 10 times, then there's no way I'm going to add, you know, a 135 and a 5.
Right.
I didn't even use 5s or 10s or 20s. I mean, you know, again, let's put some weight on. So literally, I would wait till I could add another 45 pound on each side to move up to that. If I couldn't go up to the next one, then I would continue to work there until my strength built up where I could actually go up to the next plate.
So would you add sets or reps at that weight, or both, in order to progress to another 45-pound plate?
I would just add reps. So if I could barely get 10 reps at 225 and I put 315 on there and I can only do 4 or 5, then I wasn't quite ready. So I would continue to work at that 225 until my strength and my endurance build up where I could then move up to that 315. Okay. Now, that's not to say that sometimes we had fun and we would, you know, you need to try and get your shoulders used to that weight.
Right.
So the way I did that is I would go into a, you know, the boxes where you could actually put the pins, where you could get under the weight and you could literally lift it up 3 or 4 inches. This is kind of my powerlifting background, is I then would put 405. I'm only at 225 now, but I got to get used to feeling what 405 feels like. So I would go to 405 and I would just push it 2 or 3 inches, just again to get my back, my shoulders, everything used to handling that kind of weight. And then when I was ready to actually try that as a squat, you know, again, I would be kind of adjusted. And
you knew what it felt. Yeah, mentally, you knew what it felt like by now.
Yeah, because that's the hardest thing is, you know, when you start to put some weight on a squat and you've never done it, you know, your mind says, oh, my goodness, this is a lot of weight. What happens if I fall? Well, I already knew what that weight felt like. It was just now of a matter of how many reps can I get.
Right, right.
And always knee wraps. Always use knee wraps. Too many lifters these days, I hear things like, well, if you use knee wraps, you know, you don't get a swoop to your quad or your hamstrings won't grow. That's rubbish. You know, knee wraps save your knees. Again, something very important I learned from powerlifting. I saw Lou Ferrigno, you know, Schwarzenegger, they all wrap their knees. You know, now there's different styles of knee wraps. You know, some of the new powerlifting are really, really thick. So you got to make sure you find a gauge that you can wear long enough to do reps. So I have like 5 sets of knee wraps.
Oh, wow.
Some of them are real thin that, you know, you can basically wear the whole workout. So they're great for doing reps. But then I got the real thick ones because, you know, when I start to get up into that heavy weight, again, I want to keep my knees, you know, supported and safe. So, you know, I mean, you crank those things on. And there is a pattern. One of these days, I think I'm going to do a video and show people how to wrap
knees. That, yeah, that, because you got to get that, you got to get that open spot at the front of the knee, right?
Yeah. And you need to wrap and then crisscross back and forth.
Right,
you know, it's kind of like taping. Most trainers know how to tape an ankle.
Right.
So it's the same thing. You know, you're just giving some support to that joint, taking the pressure off your knee and putting it on the quad. That's how you build.
Because if you don't know how to wrap a knee, you can actually hurt the knee. If you wrap the knee wrong, you can actually force the joint to separate as you come down into that 90-degree position. You can pull the synovial capsule apart. So it's important to know how to wrap a knee if you're going to start using knee wraps, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people I see, they just like start at the top,
yeah,
kind of like Ace Bandage, and they just wrap it down and tuck it. And that's the wrong way, because that's going to give just enough to separate that knee. And actually, you'd be better off not using wraps, you know, wrapping it. When you cover the knee up once, you then have to crisscross back and forth like an X. But you got to pull it tight, too. You know, they're not the most comfortable. You got to kind of get used to wearing those things. But they'll add, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds onto your squat.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which again helps you build bigger legs.
I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about other movements that you incorporate into your leg training, or if you do incorporate other movements into your leg training, and where we go from there. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. He is my co-host here at Science for Humans, but we're kind of changing it up today, and he's talking about the type of leg training that made him a professional bodybuilder and a world record powerlifter. And keep in mind, the ladies that are listening to the show, this kind of training will not make your legs bulky. It will make your legs shapely. It will make your legs look great. It will get rid of the smoothness to your legs and give it the types of curves just in the right places where you want it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. Do you
you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com for the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Foxy lady. Welcome back to Science for Humans. Today the discussion, kiddies, is the science of building beautiful legs. If you're a guy, that means big ol' honking hamstrings and quads. And if you're a woman, it's shapely. Calves, quads, and hamstring. So where is what about calves, Dr. Jeff? Or is there more to be done after the squats?
Yeah, after the squats, then move on to hack squats. I'd like to do about 5 sets. Again, 10 to 15 reps, always adding weight. Just a little bit different angle. That way, if my quads weren't burnt from squats, you go, again, I'm going to continue. What you got to remember is you are on your legs all day long. So your legs can handle a lot of weight and need a lot of weight in order to actually build. After that, I'd go to seated leg extensions. And again, you know, turn the toes in slightly, squeeze at the top, handle as much weight as you can. And again, you know, about 5-6 sets. And again, always a minimum of, you know, 10 reps to 15 reps. Then, you know, your upper legs are done. Now you got to take a little bit of Carbolin and the calves. Because, again, calves are kind of an oversight. People don't like to train them. They're tired. But you got to mentally remember that each part of your leg, you know, you've got to take seriously. If you don't have enough gas left, go home and come back later in the day and do calves. You know, I had enough time because, you know, mentally I was prepared. I would fuel myself properly. And even like now, literally, I would take some Carbolin, wait a couple minutes, and then move on to the calves. I like standing calves, you know, where you've got the harness on your shoulder, the weights. And again, toes in, pigeon-toed, toes out, you know, kind of put the emphasis on different parts of the calf. Now, again, you really got to hit those calves because you're walking on them all day long. So calves are something you can't do lightweight, you know, 10 reps. So calves, I would put as much weight as I could handle. And again, 25, 30 reps. You know, my first 10 or 15 would be slow, and then I would go, you know, up and down fast just to really...
And your calves burn when you train them right. They burn.
Yeah. And every once in a while, you know, back in the old days, we used to like doing the old donkey calves. It was just more for show, where you get a couple guys to come sit on your back and you'd bend over and it'd be like riding a horse, and then you'd, you know, go up and down with your calves.
What about seated calves for the soleus? Obviously, standing calves are supposed to focus on the gastrocnemius muscle, which is that big round muscle that everybody wants. And the soleus muscle goes from the, let's say, the ankle to the back of the knee, and it's more of a long, flat slab. Do you like seated calf work for that purpose?
Absolutely. That would be the next thing. Then now you can sit down. The workout is about done. And I would finish up with, again, about 5 sets of those seated calves. Doing the same thing, you know, toes straight forward and then toes in and then toes out. I would just rotate those.
Okay. So how often would you train your legs, Dr. Jeff, if you're using this type of high? This is a very high volume. We're talking about 5-8 sets of everything. We're talking about upwards of 10 reps of everything. This is a monster leg day. It's going to take you probably an hour and a half if you're doing it right. How often would you hit your legs this way?
When I was doing it for a profession, I trained 3 days on, 1 day off. So the first day was back and buys. The second day was chest and tries. And then the third day was legs, day off, and it would start over. So essentially twice a week, you would be hitting legs. So if you're serious, again, you know, you can hit it up to twice a week. If you're not really competing, you just want to, you know, be in shape, then I would recommend just doing it once a week.
Spread it out a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, keep some time in between. You never want to hit the same body part, you know, 2 days in a row or even like every other day. You got to give it some
72 hours, I think, is the magic number that evolved back in the day at Venice Beach from a lot of scientific research. They said every you can't hit a muscle again until it has had 72 hours of rest. Do you subscribe to that idea?
I do. You know, I used to go, like I said, 4 days, you know. Right. Well, that would be about 72, you know, three on, one off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do. You know, back when we first started training, we used to do upper body 3 days a week and lower body twice a week. But then on our upper body days, we do deadlifts. And, you know, it was just so much overtraining. So you got to be careful not to overtrain. And, again, plan your workouts out. You know, just don't go into the gym with the mentality of I'm just going to do whatever I feel like, because normally you're not going to do what you need to do. I always had my workouts planned, so I knew what I was going to do. And if I got in there and I just wasn't feeling heavy on the squat, it didn't matter. It wasn't about how much weight I could handle that day. It was about how much I could bomb my legs. So, right. You know, again, plan your workouts out and be safe. You know, be controlled. Use a weightlifting belt. You know, don't be sloppy. That's where you're going to get hurt. And don't, you know, skip. Don't not do your hamstrings or not do your calves. Because as you strengthen certain muscles, if you don't work on those other muscles, you're going to have an injury.
Yeah, because you have imbalances, and then the muscle becomes very strong in one area, and then you end up injuring yourself.
And don't be like a lot of guys at my gym. Hopefully no one out there is like that, that only does upper body, and they've got these huge upper bodies, and they got these little skinny poles. Not that it looks bad, but it's dangerous. I mean, you could pull a hamstring doing curls. You know, you really have to develop your whole body if you're going to lift.
We talk about we call that when a guy looks like that, it looks like he's riding a chicken. We'll say, look at that guy, he's riding a chicken, because his upper body is massive, and then he's got these little girly legs coming out of his shorts.
It's more for safety, you know. I mean, you're going to get hurt. I saw a guy, oh man, he probably has got 20-inch arms, a little bit of body fat, but just this huge upper chest, and he pulled a quad muscle bench pressing.
Really?
But, you know, he never did his legs. I mean, and here he was, you know, arching and wiggling his legs around, and bap, you know. Pulled something and, you know, was out for 6 weeks.
Well, do you believe that old notion that if you train your legs, your upper body will get bigger anyway because of just the overall strength that you build from training your legs?
Ask me what my number one favorite exercise of all time is if I can only do one exercise.
What is your number one favorite exercise of all time if you could only do one exercise, Dr. Jeff?
Squat.
Yeah, huh?
Because that builds everything. You talk about core, forget those fluffy blue
balance ball. Yeah, I know.
I had a physical trainer here recently from the hospital tell me that my core was weak because I don't go on the ball. I said, you know what? My core is not weak. If you can handle what I can handle on the squat, you know, then your core is good. You know, we might have a different impression about, you know, strengthening core. Nothing against all that balls and all those things. But, you know, again, that squat, you got to handle weight. So, you know, you're using your stomach and your core. So, again, you know, you've got to develop your stomach muscles, your lower back. I mean, all that is important for being a professional athlete, whether you're football, basketball, you know, powerlifter, bodybuilder.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. And are you still giving away Carbolin samples?
I'm always giving away Carbolin samples.
Yeah, you're like Santa Claus, right?
You know, people just write in and say, hey, they're now saying, can I just get a sample?
Get samples. I saw that. Can I get some samples?
I thought, you know, that's the way it is. Anyone who wants anything, I got tons of Carbolin, tons of Crealclin. Again, you know, if you haven't tried it, you'd need to. Because if you're going to do a leg workout like this, you need to be fueled before you go into the gym, and then you're going to need to fuel yourself midway or else you will not be able to make it through.
Yeah, so there you go. Go to superhumanradio.com. On the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad that says, Ask the Scientist. Instead of asking him a question, ask him for some free samples, and you'll get some Carbolin, and then you'll try this leg workout without it, and then you'll try it with it, and you'll never go without Carbolin again. Coach Wade Johnson, I mean, he is an elite power lifter. I believe he totaled 2,600 when he was lifting. His top squat was 1,040. And he takes Carbolin before every workout now. He said it's a game changer for old guys like us. And he was joking with me. Yeah. He said, man, he goes, I don't hit the wall at all anymore, he goes.
And the other thing is, you know, you found out yesterday, Carl, I am now taking advantage of all this social media.
I'm going
to be putting this leg workout in writing. So anyone who's interested in getting, you know, this leg workout, I don't know, I'm going to put it somewhere, Facebook or, you know, you'll find it.
We're going to have links on the Super Human Radio website to Dr. Jeff's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. This weekend we're putting the links up there. It'll be right there where his banner ad is for Ask the Scientist. You'll see ways to connect with him. So connect with him and take advantage of all of his knowledge as a professional bodybuilder in the day, which was considered the golden era of bodybuilding, the era where Arnold Schwarzenegger, all these, Franco Colombo, all these guys came from Southern California, where Dr. Jeff was training too. So leverage his intelligence and his information, take advantage of it. Dr. Jeff, thanks for everything that you do for this show.
You're welcome. It was fun kind of changing it up here today.
Yeah, I like this. Let's do chess next time.
You got it, man.
Okay, good deal. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the discovery of 4 gut bacteria that appear to protect infants from developing asthma. This could be an amazing breakthrough in a world where so many kids are developing asthma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you
know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the microbiome on this show for probably at least 6 years now, maybe longer. And most of the discussions that we have don't necessarily have real-world applications or implications, but we hope that they will lead to real-world applications and implications. But today's study is a little different. My next guest is Leah Steemsa. How you doing, Leah?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You are with the University of British Columbia Children's Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is very promising. Asthma, I did not have a chance to look, but we've done shows about asthma in children, and it's on the rise, at least in North America, dramatically. I mean, there's a significant number of children that develop asthma, and it's a real problem because asthma can be life-threatening if not handled properly, and most of the methods of treating it are really more suppressing the symptoms than actually addressing what makes it tick, so to speak. So let's talk about your research that you were involved in. First of all, what questions were you trying to answer when you led into this research?
Well, I think ultimately we really just wanted to know whether the gut microbiome or the gut bacteria, whether they were involved in protecting or promoting these asthma and allergic diseases. And we really didn't know if it was, you know, the entire gut, if it was all the bacteria together, or if it was just a few that were lower, or, you know, we really just wanted to kind of look at all these kids and sort of see what we could see. And ultimately, we found that there were actually four bacteria that were lower in kids at risk of asthma. So
how many kids were in the cohort that you looked at?
There were 319 in our cohort.
And they all had asthma, or some did and some didn't?
Some did and some didn't. Really what we looked at was risk of asthma. So there were about 22 of that 319 that we determined to be at the highest risk of developing asthma.
22 children.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And what markers are indicative of risk for asthma? Just curious.
So we used Atopy, which is we determined that using a skin prick test.
Right.
It's a common test to look at
for allergies,
whether
sure.
children might go on to get allergies to a certain type of allergen. And then the other marker that we used was wheezing, so a whistling sound that you can hear
sure.
in their chest.
Indicating that the alveoli of the lungs are kind of inflamed, and so you have this wheezing or this whistling almost going on.
Right. Yeah. And both those markers are children that have both of those tend to be more likely to go on to get asthma.
I have to ask you about the allergen part of it. So, do children, for instance, who are allergic to egg albumin, have a higher risk of asthma? What are you looking at specifically, or is there an actual allergen for asthma?
We did sort of a broad sweep of allergens. So we did some air allergens and then some food allergens as well. And we kind of just took any positive responses to those allergens as a marker that said, you know, this kid may end up
because their immune response seems to be a little overreactive in general. So
mm-hmm.
one would say, plus the wheezing, which would mm-hmm. indicate that something in an allergic reaction is happening already. So this child may go on and develop asthma.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So of the 22 children that were at the highest risk for developing asthma versus the other 298, what did you see differently in their microbiome?
So we compared the high-risk 22 kids, and we compared them to the rest of the kids, the remaining 200 and something. But ultimately, we ended up comparing them to the lowest-risk kids. So there were 74 kids that had no atopy and no wheezing in early life. So when we looked at the kids that had both, the atopy and the wheezing, they actually had four bacteria, Fecalibacterium, Lacnospira, Veonella, and Rothia that were lower when you compared them to the controls.
Were they really lower, like almost non-existent compared to these other kids, or was it just something that was considered statistically significant but not necessarily, you know, outrageously lower?
They were very statistically significantly lower. So I'm very confident that they were much, much lower or just not there at all in these kids that were at risk of asthma.
Okay. So could you name them again, please? I'm sorry.
So they were Fecalibacterium.
Okay.
Lacnospira.
Okay.
Veonella.
Okay.
And Rothia.
Now, we hear the term phylum, and we know that there are bacteriodetes and firmicutes. And what do all of these belong to one particular group of bacteria, gut bacteria, or are they kind of a mishmash all over the place?
They do not all belong to the same groups. They're actually at the genus level, so these are four genera of bacteria.
Okay.
And they do fall under, I think, three or four different families.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Okay, so what else did you learn from the research?
Well, we also did something called short-chain fatty acid analysis.
Mm-hmm,
So short-chain fatty acids are products of bacterial fermentation. So bacteria eat like sugars, and then their waste product is a short-chain fatty acid.
Right.
And these short-chain fatty acids are really involved in our host physiology. They're important energy sources for tissues, and then
right.
They're prominent immune modulators. And we actually saw that there was one short-chain fatty acid called acetate that was much lower in the high risk of asthma kids compared to the controls as well. So that's sort of supporting the idea that it's not just the bugs that are lower, but it's also what they're producing.
I was just going to say, we've actually talked about this on the show. It's quite humorous because I'm not a scientist. So I say sometimes what the bugs poop out is good for us, and sometimes what the bugs poop out isn't good for us. So this is one of the instances where the poop is good.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, all right. So what else? Anything else that linked possible implications of the gut microbes to the linkage to asthma?
We also looked at other metabolites, and we saw that there were some pretty significant shifts in a number of these just additional bacterial-derived metabolites.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, the coolest thing that we did was that we took these four bacteria, and we actually, I have to kind of start from the beginning. So we actually used germ-free mice, so
yes.
Mice that don't have a microbiome,
right.
Basically.
Right.
And we gave the mice either stool from one of these high-risk of asthma kids, or we gave them stool plus these four flavor bacteria.
Right.
And we saw after we induced asthma symptoms in these mice that the mice that had the four flavor bacteria were actually protected from the asthma symptoms.
Wow.
So, it wasn't that we just were seeing, you know, a correlation between these bugs and asthma. We actually were able to show a causal relationship.
Now, you said stool. Are we talking about a fecal implant here? Did the little mice just get it in their chow or something like that?
Yeah, they get it orally. So you take like a syringe and you give it to them through their mouth.
Do they not? do they not go puh, 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 after you do that and spit it out?
No.
Okay.
No.
So anyway, okay, we have to take a break. When I come back, I would like to ask you the question about how you ascertained the 3-month window of life, the introduction of these four bacteria in the first 3 months to have the protective effects and not later on in life or earlier. And then I have some other questions about the 22 high-risk kids. We're talking about four gut bacteria that appear when present to protect children from developing asthma. This is really groundbreaking. It may not sound groundbreaking to you, but it really, really is. We're talking to Leah Steemsa. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Leah Steemsa. And we're talking about 4 bacteria, gut bacteria, that appear to be protective against asthma in infants when the bacteria is introduced at a special window of time within the infant's journey into life. Why 3 months, Leah? Why does this bacteria have to be introduced within the first 3 months of life? Oh, I'm sorry, Leah. I had your mic killed. I apologize. I'm sorry.
No worries. Why? Well, I think, you know, the immune system is the most malleable. It's developing the most in early life, you know, and when we looked at these bacteria, we didn't really see any differences in the 1 year microbiota, because we had stool from the kids at 3 months and at 1 year. And you know, these 4 bacteria were lower only in the 3 month stool. And so it's, you know, it may actually be earlier than 3 months, that this window, you know, this critical window might be at. But yeah.
Did you have any of the following information about any of these children? A, which were vaginally delivered versus cesarean section delivered?
Yes.
The 22 high risk, were they C-section babies?
No, there was a mix. And when we looked at the differences between the C-section versus the vaginally delivered babies, we didn't find anything that was significantly different.
Cool. So okay. Were they breastfed or not breastfed? Was that asked?
There was also a mix of that as well.
Okay.
Any of these children live in agricultural communities versus inner cities?
Well, the child study, which is where we actually got all of the samples from and all of the data from, it's established in four pretty major cities across Canada. So, I mean, it's possible that, you know, there are some of the kids that lived in, you know, on a farm or something like that, but that wasn't a major contributor for the microbiome.
Okay, so then did you see any trend here in the children who seem to have the these four bacteria present versus the children that did not? Did you see any trend of where the introduction of this bacteria could have occurred for the kids, or where it did not occur because of the lack thereof for the kids who had the high risk?
Honestly, we aren't really sure where the kids are getting or not getting the bacteria from. There was no trend suggesting that they were not getting it from their birth, their mode of birth, or from breastfeeding. The only thing that we might have seen was that, you know, at 1 year, whether the kids had received antibiotics or not, that was a significant factor. So if they received antibiotics, they tended to be more likely to be in that high risk of asthma group.
Uh-huh.
But this was at 1 year, not at 3 months.
Yeah, no, I
got
that.
It's still not a factor that we're super confident.
It's too bad we couldn't swab the moms and see how many of the mothers actually had this bacteria present, and if there was some sort of transference from the mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting too.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was most surprising to you from this research that made you go, wow, I did not expect to see that?
Honestly, the entire thing. I really did not expect that there would be, you know, that we could narrow it down to four bacteria. That was pretty crazy.
Do you think
usually,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, usually studies have found that it's sort of a compilation of all the bacteria. And we actually narrowed it down to four specific ones, and that was just very different.
Can we grow these bacteria and you as a form of inoculation? As say, you know, let's give these to babies when they're born. Let's give them a little capsule enterically coated or whatever, and let's kind of go ahead and seed these four bacteria. Or is that risky too, because we don't know what that throws off as far as how the gut populates itself?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think that's the goal, is to see if we can use these bacteria to prevent these kids from getting asthma. But like you said, there's a lot of research that has to be done to make sure that it's safe and make sure that it actually works in you know, various kids around the world.
Is there any indication from other research that could cross over to postulate that even older children who currently have asthma could benefit from, let's say, a prolonged therapy of regular use of these in a probiotic prebiotic mix, these four bacteria, where they may actually either reduce the occurrences of outbreaks and symptoms, or completely eliminate them over a period of time?
There is not, not with these four bacteria. Ultimately, once we do more research and we know more about these four bugs, it might become a possibility. But seeing as how they were really low so early in life, it may be more of an intervention strategy than a cure or a protective measure later in life.
Interesting. What do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this research, and what is the next step in your research?
Well, as far as clinicians, I think that ultimately all of us need to revisit just how we look at these bacteria. You know, they're not all dangerous, and they're really an integral part of our physiology, so we just can't keep ignoring, you know, how a part of us they are. And with the lay people as well, I think we just need to not be so afraid of them. You know, we always jump to take antibiotics at the first sign of a cold or whatever, and we're actually hurting ourselves more by doing that. You know, we're we're, you know, hurting the good bugs in our gut as well as the bad ones.
Yeah, yeah. This is really exciting to me.
Again,
it's exciting because while we don't have any real actionable steps to use it, I kind of feel like in research that follows this, I have to believe, you know, maybe on rodents, there's a way to seed these four bacteria, and maybe there could be a time in the somewhere distant future where we can eliminate asthma entirely. I think it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, so ultimately, you know, we really need to just do more research on this. You know,
yes.
We need to look at kids that actually go on to get asthma. We need to look at their microbiomes early in life, and we need to look at, you know, various groups of children around the world. And then we need to figure out, you know, in the mice, is it all four bugs? Is it a combination of just, you know, one or two of them and the other ones aren't entirely necessary? There's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
Well, and of all of the interviews that I've done about unique and novel microbes, their discovery and their linkage to some changes in physiology, whether good or bad, there's always been a corollary hormone that seems to coincide with that microbe. The one that comes to mind was we did a show about L. reuteri and how it imparted youthful attributes to old rats that were given it. But interestingly enough, it also increased oxytocin production. And they had other studies that showed when oxytocin was low, L. reuteri was low. So there's this, it's not a chicken and egg relationship, but it's like good friends.
Right.
Hormones seem, and microbes seem to coexist and aid each other in a bidirectional fashion. And I would be interesting to find out these four microbes, what they influence maybe in adrenal hormones or, you know, or some other hormones that that is also playing a role in how the body reacts to what is considered asthma.
Right. And it may actually be, you know, the metabolites that they're producing that are actually doing most of the interaction. You know, so we don't know whether it's what they're making or if it's the bugs, you know, specifically that are doing that.
Yeah. So very exciting. Very exciting. Thank you so much. I know that
you
were kind of dropped in at the last minute here because we had a couple snafus, and you're amazing. Thank you so very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. It was great.
Yeah. Take care.
You too.
All right, so there you have it. This is very exciting news, in my opinion, and I can't wait for more of it to unfold in the upcoming years, because we could see a time where children don't develop asthma anymore. And that's really exciting, to me at least. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a book that I'm reading that I really mean it. You need to buy it and read it. It will affect every area of your life, I promise you. And it's called The Rise of Superman. But the ladies need to read it, too. It really should be The Rise of the Superhuman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Don't forget, the Secret Word Contest is still going on. If you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win a 3-pack of Livon Labs lipospheric products, lipospheric vitamin C, lipospheric glutathione, lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid. The winner will be announced on next week's Casual Friday. Take advantage of that. When I started doing this show, in November, it will be 10 years that I've been doing Superhuman Radio. And when I started doing this show, they told me, hey, Clear Channel said, what's the show about? We got to write it up on the website. And I said, I didn't want to limit myself to one thing or the other. I mean, I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about. They were all under the scope of peak human performance. I wanted people to be able to come and listen to this show and learn how to perform in every area of what it means to be a human being to the fullest. And if, in fact, this was a university, this would be one of the books that would be required course reading. The Rise of Superman, with Stephen Kotler. How you doing, Steve?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. This is an amazing book. This is a book that I have to tell everybody in the audience that you must buy. You not only should buy it for yourself, you should buy it for your children. They should read this now when they're young so they understand what actually will produce the greatest, most fulfilling life that they can have. This book is amazing, Steve.
Thank you. It's really nice of you to say.
Isn't this a New York Times bestseller, or was it a New York Times bestseller?
Yeah, it was actually the first book in history that hit 3 different New York Times bestseller categories at once in sports, science, and business, which I guess had never happened before. So, yeah, it was kind of...
Now, think about that. Business people want to excel in business. Sports people want to excel in sports. Guess what? It takes the same thing. The same things have to be going on in your brain, depending on what you apply it to, will be the area of your success. This book covers what needs to be going on in your brain. What made you want to write this book? Personal experiences?
Yeah. So there's no way to answer that question without, you know, introducing the main topic of the book, which is flow. Flow states are states of optimal human performance where we feel our best and we perform our best, right? They're those states of kind of rapt attention and total absorption where you get so focused on the task at hand that everything else disappears. And the quick and dirty version is when I was 30 years old, I spent 3 years in bed with kind of an incurable illness, and through a series of very random, weird things, a flow state ended up saving my life, like bringing me back kind of from totally debilitated to normal. And I started out, you know, I've got a science background, and I wanted to know how the hell a state of consciousness possibly massively amplified my health. It made no sense to me. So that's where I started when I was looking at this stuff.
So the message is, in that discussion, is the brain and the brain drives physiology, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, what it really came down to, so I had Lyme disease, so it's an autoimmune condition. That's important for two reasons. So what we've learned in the past 20 years, so flow science dates back like 150 years, but for most of the 20th century, it was just psychology. We knew what the state was called, we knew how it felt, and we had some idea that it amplified performance, but we didn't know how it worked. We've gotten very good in the past 20 years at kind of peeling back the hood and looking under, and we now know how flow works. One of the things that happens is you get five or six very, very potent neurochemicals in the state. These chemicals do a couple of things that are really key to illness. First of all, they all massively boost the immune system, which is a really important, obviously. More importantly, we've learned as you go into flow, there's a global release of nitric oxide in the body, which resets the nervous system. It calms it all the way down. An autoimmune condition, Lyme disease, is essentially a nervous system gone haywire, right? Mm. So what happened was by being able to kind of calm that down and resetting it, it allowed my body to kind of find normal again. I could start grooving new neural networks yes. on top of the illness. And then I was massively boosting my immune system. On top of all of this, right, I've been depressed for 3 years. I was in bed for 3 years. I could barely move. I was functional, you know, an hour a day, literally, and in massive amounts of pain and discomfort. And suddenly, you know, in flow, it's the best we ever feel. It's an enormous high. I felt, you know, just on top of the world, the possibility of possibilities and stuff I hadn't felt in years. So you combine all those things together, it's not surprising that I got better. But at the time, it was completely mysterious, right? I had no idea what the heck was going on, and I was really puzzled.
I know when I'm in flow because I get goosebumps, and the hair on my back of my neck feels like there's a breeze blowing on me. And I've been there numerous times, so I understand what you're talking about. I've never thought enough about it to think about the possibility of triggering it at will and how beneficial that could be. But I have felt it, and it's amazing. And I think everybody in the office, in the audience, has sensed this or felt it at one time or another in their lives. What they don't realize is that when you learn about it, you learn that you can actually utilize it to make progress in any area of your life. Then all of a sudden, it becomes something like you want to know more about. So, talk about the you looked at the people that do like extreme sports, right? Snowboarding, skateboarding,
surfing, rock climbing.
Yeah,
and the like.
I mean, the surfing stories in here were amazing. I've never heard those stories before. Kid from Brooklyn. I mean, to me, Jones Beach was the beach. And I mean, there's areas of this world where the waves are so big, like you said in the book, when they crash, they sound like atomic bombs going off. And there's guys that are willing to go out there and surf that. That's insane. But because these guys are so good at flowing, they don't fear it.
Well, it's interesting because they do definitely feel fear along the way until they get into the state, right? The reason I focused on action adventure sports athletes kind of across the boards is that if you look at like action adventure sports as a data set, right, look at them collectively, not in as individual sports, what you see over the past 25 years is something that we've never ever seen before in history, which is nearly exponential growth in ultimate human performance. Ultimate human performance is defined as performance when life or limb is on the line, right? So it's obviously should be the slowest growth category, right? And sports performance as a general rule, right, it's slow, it's steady, it's governed by the laws of evolution. At no point in history does it quintuple in a decade. That's exactly what we're seeing, and you gave surfing as an example. Surfing is a classic example. Here is a 1,000-year-old sport, and from 400 AD until 1996, the biggest wave anybody's ever surfed was 25 feet. Above that, everybody believed it was impossible. There were papers written, physics papers written about how it was impossible. There's 1,000 years of surf lore that said it was impossible. And yet, here we are, less than 20 years later, and people are surfing 100-foot waves.
Now,
massive, massive amplification in performance, and it's because these athletes have gotten so good at harnessing the state of flow.
But, okay, so one of the things that I thought about, looking at the world of weightlifting for a second, we've seen the same phenomenon in weightlifting. You know, I remember when Tommy Kono bench pressed 800 pounds, people said, you know, that was it. That was the end of the human limits on strength. And Tiny Meeker bench pressed 1,100 pounds last year. What role does the ability for information to travel quickly, A, and that what we believe we can achieve, B, playing a role? So we hear about guys, you know, hitting these 100-foot waves, and somebody's out there going, man, if someone else can do it, I can do it too. That triggers this belief that then makes you feel like you can do it, and ergo you start to be able to do these things.
What that's technically referred to is the Bannister effect. And the question was this, right? Roger Bannister was the first guy to run the 4-minute mile. And if you look at, right, the data table, the tables, it was like, it took us 60 years to get there, right? To get that down like the last 10 seconds. It went increment by increment by tiny increment by tiny increment by tiny increment by tiny increment. Then Bannister does it. And within 10 years, 4 other people have done it, including a teenager, right? So the question is, what is it about finding out that the impossible is suddenly possible that makes it possible, right? What's going? It turns out there's a lot of precise neurobiology underneath that, and it starts really interestingly. So once we hear something is possible, we start to visualize it in our brains.
Bingo.
Right?
Yeah.
And once we start to visualize it, because the brain is a pattern recognition system, and it's always kind of making links between ideas, sooner or later, as you start to visualize it, especially if you're a top athlete, you're going to see yourself doing it. And once you start to see yourself doing it, because sports talent is all about pattern recognition, it's about learning new patterns, and right, you can start mentally training for the actual physicality of it, and something that you couldn't believe possible before because you couldn't see it at all in your head works its way down this long kind of neurobiological thing. This is why, of course, you know, everybody from kind of weightlifters to top action adventure sport athletes, they talk about visualization as a tool, and it has a lot to do with just how the brain works and how it internalizes patterns, and then how flow works, because flow is what happens when we, you know, when we kick over from conscious processing to subconscious processing. Subconscious processing is much farther reach, and it's much faster, so it can start retrieving all that information that you've cobbled together while visualizing it.
And you talk about that when you describe implicit and explicit thought processes, right? You know, the
absolutely.
The explicit, it's like, it's almost like a stored, you don't have to think about each component of what you're doing. It just kind of happens because you've done it so many times that it ends up being stored in a different area of the brain, right?
Well, it's a different, the explicit system, you inverted it. The explicit system is your conscious mind. And here's the easiest way to explain it. Your conscious mind, one of the most powerful assets we have is our working memory, right? It's all the stuff we can think about at once. We know what the limit of the working memory is. It maxes out at 9 items. But when they look, most people can only hold about 4 items in their conscious mind at once. Now you can do all kinds of amazing stuff with those 4 items. You can rearrange them, you can really take them out, you can do all kinds of cool things with it, but it's very limited. On top of that, it's very, very, very energy expensive. Conscious thought burns a lot of energy, it's very inefficient, and the brain is always trying to conserve energy for obvious reasons. And it's also very, very, very slow. When you kick over, as you pointed out, to implicit processing, right, which is essentially the subconscious, it's 2,000 to 5,000 times faster depending on where stuff is in the brain, and you can access much more of the whole brain. So you can access where all these little bits of information are stored, right? It doesn't seem, we don't have an upper limit on how much RAM the subconscious has. As of right now, it seems unlimited. And it's incredibly energy efficient, which is great because you're using less energy thinking and more energy doing, right? You perform when you're in flow, when you've made the switch. Flow is always an action state. It's what happens when one action leads perfectly, seamlessly, fluidly to the next, which is why it's called flow, right?
Right.
So you're always making decisions, performing actions, and when you're in this state, you can go through that kind of decision-making process and through those actions very, very, very quickly because the subconscious is running the show and it's so fast. And as you pointed out, it's automatizing the information already.
Yeah, it's so good. We have to take a break. The rise of Superman, and really the rise of superhumans, because this is for women as well. This book is an amazing book that everybody in the audience has to buy. And I'm not saying that because I want to sell books. I'm saying that because I would like to see everybody in this audience actually experience their ultimate potential in life. This book talks about ways to do that that are real. This is not hocus pocus stuff. This is legitimate technology to use for your brain. And buy it for your kids. Every kid should have to read this book, not only when they're young, but again when they become young adults, because they may not get everything that they need when they're young, or they may not believe it. But let me tell you something. This book details the steps it takes to get into flow. And when you get into flow, I don't care if you're an accountant, a bodybuilder, an athlete of any type at all, a business person, you will function at your peak and things will unfold for you. It's an amazing book. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom of the page, it's there. Order it. Order a few copies. Give it away for Christmas. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base,
case, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I learned about this book. Elisa Profumo, the co-host of Casual Friday, was listening to an interview that Nick Robinson over at Quest Nutrition did, and he was talking about reading the book, The Rise of Superman, how amazing the book was. And the way I look at it is Nick Robinson is the grandmaster of marketing over at Quest Nutrition, just one of the fastest companies, growing companies in the world in the nutritional industry. And he is responsible for much of that success because no matter how great their products are, if people don't buy them, they'd never know. And Nick Robinson is the reason that people buy them because he is the guy who's tasked with getting the word out. And when I heard Nick Robinson was reading this book, I thought, well, I've got to get this book. But I never expected it to be the game changer that it is on so many different levels. Not just from a business standpoint, but from a life standpoint in general. So let's talk about a couple things. Can you really become a flow junkie? Can you actually trigger flow at will when needed? Are you able to do that?
So, no, nobody's able to do that. I mean, okay, there are technologies. Flow has a complicated cascade of neurobiology. There's changes in neuroanatomy, brain waves, and neurochemistry. We've got technologies that can tweak some of those things right now. They can drop people into flow. What you have to understand is there's a spectrum of experience. So low-grade flow, what's technically called microflow, is when a couple of the states kind of defining characteristics show up, like really focused attention and get so focused on the task at hand that action awareness start to merge, right? That's the low end microflow. That's what happens when you sit down to write that quickie email and you look up an hour later only to realize you've written an essay, right? This can go all the way up to macroflow, which is when all of the state's defining characteristics show up, and that includes time dilation. So the feeling that, you know, time can slow down, like you get that freeze frame that shows up in the middle of a car crash, or it'll speed up like the example I just gave. Your sense of self will vanish. A whole bunch of really complicated things go on and that people honestly thought were mystical experiences until the 1950s. They didn't realize that flow was a biological thing. They thought it was a spiritual thing until the 1950s. And that was when they kind of started to find the neurobiology underneath it, and that opinion started to change. So you can trigger some of this neurobiology at will, and we're getting very good at it. And then we started talking about action-adventure sport athletes a moment ago, and one of the things these athletes gave us is because they've gotten so good at flow, gave us a hard data set with which to work. So we could start with the athletes and say, okay, we know what causes the state. We know these folks are really good at getting into it. What are they doing? And we work backwards. We now know, for example, flow has 18 triggers. These are preconditions that lead to more flow. And this is essentially your flow toolbox. So if you want more flow in your life, applying these triggers, the state is eminently trainable. And this, you know, we've learned from my work at the Flow Genome Project where we do trainings on this. And I'll just give you a simple example. We do a 6-week training called Flow Fundamentals. It's open to the public. It's digitally delivered. It's the only open to the public training we do. And on average, after 6 weeks of working with these triggers, people are reporting a five-fold increase in flow or a 500% boost in the amount of flow in their life. So can I teach you how to turn it on and off like a switch? Not yet. We're not there yet. Can I teach you to massively increase the amount of flow in your life over the long haul? Yeah, absolutely. We're there.
You think those of us who experimented with LSD, and especially those of us on this side of the mic who experimented with a lot of LSD back in the 70s, do we have any added opportunity to achieve flow?
So that's a really interesting question. It's interesting for a couple of reasons. One of the things that we've learned in the past 20 years scientifically is that if you look under the hood of flow state experiences or profound meditative state experiences, so not like the stress reduction stuff that's going on in the pop culture, but what happens if you actually train mindfulness meditation rigorously for 20 years or psychedelic experiences. As it turns out, all three of these things tweak the same knobs and levers in the brain. What I mean by that is the same kind of neurochemicals are showing up during all these experiences. Similar parts of the brain are turning off. Similar parts of the brain are firing up. So there's a tremendous amount of overlap. So that's point A. Point B, what we know about flow is the more flow you get, the more flow you get. So I like the gym. I like pushing iron. I always have. I get a lot of flow in the gym, for example.
Yeah.
That translates into my work life. Because your flow is essentially a focusing skill, right? So a fancy way of thinking about those 18 flow triggers, flow is what happens when all our attention gets focused in the present moment, right in the now. These 18 triggers are literally the 18 things the brain pays the most attention to. They're essentially the things evolutionary biology shaped our brain to pay attention to. So when you're hacking flow, what you're really doing is using evolutionary biology to your advantage. This state is ubiquitous. It shows up in everyone, everywhere. Most of us actually experience low-grade flow all the time and don't even notice it, right? It happens 20% of the population experiences low-grade flow on an almost daily basis, usually at work. In fact, the most common flow experience that people report is among conversations and middle managers, where middle managers start talking and they get so caught up in what they're talking about that, you know, an hour goes by and they haven't noticed and, you know, they forgot to eat and they forgot to go to the bathroom and, you know, the idea spiraled and there was that sort of thing. That shows up all the time.
You know what I've experienced? We used to do a show called Trans-Evolutionary Fitness where we talked a lot about noetics and noetic science. And on that show, I discussed, we were talking about the ability to become very hyper-focused. And this has happened to me. This happens to me often. Because I'm usually doing two or three things at one time. So sometimes I'll be in a task, and then I remember I have to call somebody, and I'll pick up the phone and I'll dial a number. But then I'll get distracted by what I was doing before I dialed the number. And then I'll think to myself, oh, man, did they answer? You know, I've been doing this so long. Did they answer? And when I go to listen to see if someone is talking or the phone is still ringing, the pause is generally 3 seconds on, 2 seconds off, or 2 seconds on, 1 second off. But all of a sudden, there's silence there. And I go, that's too long. That the phone must have stopped ringing. Then all of a sudden, I hear the next ring. So I become so hyper-focused to make sure that the person I'm calling, I didn't just leave hanging there, that pause, that's normally like ring, ring, it goes ring, and it's like that pause becomes so long, and then I hear the next ring, and I'm like, oh, they didn't answer yet. But I'm so acutely tuned in because I feel so bad that I may have left them hanging that 1 second pause feels like 5 or 6 seconds.
Okay, so there's a bunch of that's time dilation, and I just really cool. So there's a bunch of different things that cause time dilation. All of them show up in flow. In your case, what is happening is it's neurochemical. So you're that moment of panic of, oh crap, did I call them? Did I not? What's going on? Right? Are they there?
Right.
You're getting, and your decision to focus, that's releasing dopamine, which is one of the brain's principal pleasure drugs. But it also is a performance enhancer, and it shows up whenever we take a risk, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're getting that moment of nervousness and, oh, I got to really pay attention here, that's getting. And what happens when a little bit of dopamine shows up is it dilates, slows time down because it stretches out the present moment. You're focusing on all the information in the present moment. You're getting more data per second, and what we call time is actually a measure of data processing. How much information are we taking in?
Interesting.
So it's a combination of those things. But yeah, and by the way, so that takes us the next step out. Everybody's had that experience. That's awe. Different experience, same kind of trigger. Awe is also the same kind of time dilation. We look up at a night sky and kind of reality seems to pause as we're trying to take in, you know, something that's so beautiful and so complicated and all that stuff at once. Same reaction. Awe is sort of the front end of a flow state. So when time gets really wonky and flow, one of the we all know what that feels like because we've all experienced awe, or we've all kind of felt the sensation you're talking about.
Interesting. I want to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk about something a little bit. When we're talking about how people can visualize things happening, and that means that, that when they can make those connections, that's how progress happens in sports and so on. I'm also wondering if there is kind of a flow genesis that can actually influence the future. The things that we think actually come to fruition. You know what I'm talking about? So let's just do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. The book we're talking about is The Rise of Superman. You can get it at superhumanradio.com right now. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Kotler. His book is The Rise of Superman. It's at superhumanradio.com. It is a must-buy for everybody out there. I'm not kidding. If you want to experience achieve the potential of your life, this book can help you. There's no doubt about it. This book is a game changer. No matter what your goals are, whether they are athletic goals, whether you're a physician, whether you're a business person, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a nun or a priest, this book is a game changer. And you got to read this book. I'm telling you, this book will stay by my bedside right next to Dashiell Hammett's works, which I read all the time over and over again, because I will crack this book open and read it whenever I want to, because there's so much valuable information in here. It's a short book. It's a quick read. And the way Steve writes, you actually become excited to keep turning the pages. You write the way you speak, Steve. There's a lot of energy in your writing. It's almost flow writing. I got to be honest with you. So do you think flow states are going to influence evolution and technology? And what I mean by that is I am 57 years old. I remember Flash Gordon. I remember sci-fi. And today we see a lot of those things that were not possible when we were making TV shows about them or writing comic books about them. But somehow they arrived in the human psyche, and by arriving in the human psyche, they have taken shape. Do you think that by achieving flow states, the things that you do can actually propel the things that will become?
That's too metaphysical for me, but here, and I don't think we have to go there, and let me explain this for a second. We've been talking a lot about kind of how flow can amplify performance. We haven't quantified that all for the listeners. So what Carl keeps talking about when he's referencing that is a bunch of different things. But, for example, McKinsey did a 10-year study of top executives in flow. Top executives in flow reported being 5 times more productive in flow than out of flow. 5 times more productive is 500% more productive. It means you could take Monday, go to work on Monday, spend Monday in a flow state, take Tuesday through Friday off, and get as much done as everybody else. 2 days a week in flow, you'd be 1,000% more productive than the competition. Now, to break this down further, we've gotten very good at kind of figuring out exactly, like, where is that productivity coming from? Like, what is it? So we know flow massively accelerates learning. Studies done by the U.S. military found that people in flow learn 500% faster than normal. So math levels, stable 10,000 hours math to mastery, what the research consistently shows is that flow can cut it in half. So to take that fact alone and go back to your question about the future, what's coming, we are moving in a world where information is coming at us faster and faster, and innovation is moving faster and faster, and technology is moving faster and faster, and it's hard to keep up, flow massively amplifies learning. We're going to need flow to start keeping up. And to put it differently, you know, I do some work with Singularity University, and one of the things we've been looking at Singularity University is companies that are adopting kind of some of these flow ideas with a bunch of other ideas that we've been talking about that kind of underpin technology. We're finding these companies are, you know, we found 100 companies applying these principles, and they're like 1,000% faster than the competition. Literally, like, the numbers are astounding, and a lot of companies are starting to move this way. Right at the Flow Genome Project, we work with Fortune 500 companies all the time, training them up in this stuff. We work with the U.S. military and things along those lines. So this stuff is coming. Elite organizations are already making it part of their lives. So on a certain level, you're going to need it to keep up in the future. It's just going to be part of what you do. It's going to be part of the toolkit. But in terms of, like, does it bring stuff into the world faster? You've got 500% boost in productivity. You've got the same thing in learning. Creativity, by the way, goes up 500 to 700% in a bunch of different studies as well. So in a world where we need to innovate all the time, that's why this is so interesting. So will it get us point A to point B in terms of, like, I've got a neat idea and I can bring that idea into the world far faster? yeah, no metaphysics required.
Yeah.
This is just biology.
Okay. I want to change the subject for a second because you are about to release a new book, right?
No, it just came out.
It just came out.
About a month ago.
What's the book called?
It's funny that you actually teed it up perfectly with what you said a couple minutes ago. It's called Tomorrowland, Our Journey from Science Fiction into Science Fact. And it is a book that literally I started out as a journalist, and my beat since the early 90s was those moments in time science fiction became science fact. So the very first time somebody turned on an artificial vision implant, the very first private rocket ship to go into space, et cetera, et cetera. I was in a room when a lot of this stuff happened. This book kind of looks at all that stuff, and more specifically, it really, because this stuff is happening so quickly, it really looks at the massively disruptive impact it's having on culture, both good and bad.
So give me an example of the massively disruptive culture. Right now, to me, the thing that comes to mind is the iPhone.
Agreed. And the iPhone, the iPhone is a perfect example because it wasn't one of the technologies I write about, but, to start, there's a great graphic on the web that compares an iPhone to a Star Trek communicator.
Right.
And your iPhone does far more. Right.
Right.
But I'll give you an example. One of the things that I look at one of the things that's most interesting to me is bionics. And we started kind of creating real-life bionic limbs 4 or 5 years ago. I got a chance 4 years ago to hang out with Major David Rozelle, the world's first bionic soldier. He lost his left leg from the knee down in Iraq and has a replacement bionic ankle made by a guy named Hugh Hare out of MIT. And just to put this in context, right, we were hanging out in Boulder, and it was a winter day, and it was wet, and it was cold, and there was snow, and it was raining, and there were puddles, and we're walking, we're talking, and we're totally lost in conversation. We come to a busy four-lane road, and me, able-bodied guy, stops, right, at the four-lane road, because that's what you do, there's busy traffic, there's whatever. The guy with the bionic limb kind of surveys the traffic, darts across the first lane, jumps left, dashes right, jumps the snowbank, pirouettes onto the sidewalk, jumps the pole. So when I tell you that these are real-life $6 million man bionic limbs, they are. And that stuff was a couple of years ago. As of right now today, 50% of the human body is replaceable by bionics. Now, when we talk about the impact this stuff is going to have on culture, next year, 2016, we get exoskeletons. These are strap-on bionics. This means, say you've got a bum knee. Now you can put a strap-on bionic brace on the outside of your knee, and instead of just holding your knee in place and helping it heal properly, it puts energy into the system. So it mimics kind of what gravity naturally does, what our bodies naturally do. The biggest complaint about getting older, you said you were 57, I'm 48, it's loss of mobility, right?
Right.
Your body wears down. It's also the number one killer. More people die from loss of mobility, from losing mobility, falling down, hurting a hip, and illnesses that come from that than anything else. It's the number one killer. So as of next year, this strap-on bionics removes that whole problem. So, well, what does that mean in the short term? First thing, it means that a retirement age of 65 gets kind of fuzzy if you're not, we have that age. One of the reasons it's there is because we lose mobility as we get older. But that's going away next year.
Wow.
Right? So just the retirement age alone and that debate, that is a huge can of worms. Where I think it's going to get really interesting is at the mental side of it, because from as long as we've been on this planet, we have in our brains linked loss of mobility, loss of bodily function, all that stuff with getting older. And that's a very deep, fundamental connection. It's part of who we are as human beings.
Right.
And it's being erased. And even though we're not talking about it, I think that's going to be the bigger impact. I think, bionic, people talk about bionics like, oh, we're getting new bodies. Uh-uh. I think we're also getting new minds.
As a result of this, because we have to change the way we think as a result of the way we age. We're going to be changing the way we age.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff. I want to take our last commercial break, Steve. Stay with me, okay? Sit tight. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Kotler. Right now we're talking about his newer book, Tomorrowland. So, Steve, do you think that that our progress with technology is, you know, we have to conceive it in our minds first in order for it to become a reality? When I use the whole Flash Gordon thing and space travel, and today we're doing a lot of those things, and, you know,
so I'll give you a phenomenal, like, real world example that kind of speaks to exactly what you're getting at Google X, which is Google's Skunk Works, right? Their big thing, you know, where they came up with Google Glass and autonomous cars, and they're doing really some of the most cutting-edge research out there. They try to take on projects that are, they call them moonshots, that are 10x improvements over existing technology, so 1,000% improvement. And if you talk to Astor Teller, who runs Google X, about why does he choose that number, he said, well, you know, the interesting thing is, because of how the brain works, it sounds like 1,000% should be so much harder than 10%, right? He said, but it's actually not. And he said, there's two reasons. He said, the first is, if you're trying to make something 10% better, you're essentially in a smartness contest with everybody else in the world, because everybody else is trying to do the same thing, right? And statistically, across the board, you're not going to win. But if you want to make 1,000% better, what happens is you have to throw out all your preconditions, notions, all the existing technology. You have to start with a blank slate. And once you do that, because of how the brain works and how creativity works in the brain and how pattern recognition starts, you actually may end up getting closer to the solution than you thought. And even if you don't end up with your, you know, 1,000% better technology, if you make something 200% better, it's a huge leap forward. So that's the kind of stuff they're trying to do at Google, and they try to, you know, it's not just like you have to be able to think into the future to kind of bring it into existence, right? Because we have to see it before we can kind of create it. But there's ways you can tune the way you think about it. That's what's one of the things that's really interesting about driving this progress is we're getting really better. We're getting better at kind of the neurobiology, the psychology, the process side of it. It's no longer, you know, creativity is no longer this gift from the gods where you have to pray to the muses if you want more of it. We're starting to understand it as a process, and we're starting to realize that, you know, we've gotten very good, you know this, as an athlete, at tuning things physically, right? Mm-hmm. Over the past 100 years, our knowledge of physiology and how to tweak it and how to play with it, and you know what I mean, is astounding. Now what is happening is all that stuff is coming into the brain, and that, you know, if you talk to any kind of the world's kind of top coaches, they'll all tell you that, you know, at the upper levels, everybody's basically physically more or less the same. And the difference is most of the game is mental.
Yeah.
And now we're learning how to take control of the mental game, and that's where things get really interesting. And what I mean by really interesting is if you talk to the same group of people and say, what percentage of kind of human ability do you think we've actually kind of tapped into? How far have we gotten? The biggest number I've ever heard is 10%. Most people are somewhere between 1% and 3%.
Right.
And it's because of the boost we're going to get from being able to really, 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 really improve our mental performance.
You know, I talked to a scientist back in 2007 for a show that I did that was looking at the strength adaptations. And I wish I would have kept the study or wrote down what the device was that they used. But they have this magnetic thing. It looks like a halo that they can place over your head, and it interrupts the inhibition portion of the brain that regulates strength. And, you know, because
that came out of the University of Pennsylvania. I write about that same experiment in Rise of Superman. I just don't talk about it. It's why strength goes up and flows. The same reason, as you pointed out, we have a governor on our strength, right? So you don't hurt yourself.
Right.
Under normal circumstances, you can access about 65% of your strength. That's all you get. Train weightlifters, right? Power lifters who are, you know, cleaning and jerking and really need all of it, they can get that up to about 80%. What happens in flow is two things. First of all, you get all these pain relieving chemicals, right? Endorphins, and anandamide, so you don't feel a lot of that pain, so that goes away. The other thing is, what they were doing is they were using transcranial magnetic stimulation to knock out the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain where the self lives, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Including your ability to kind of inhibit urges.
Right.
And by doing that, that governor gets shut off. Of course, the bad news is you really could, you know, destroy yourself.
Yeah, you could rip a muscle right off the bone if you're not careful.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's essentially you're inducing the fight or flight response, right? The extreme version of this is the fight or flight response where your body goes, okay, you can use 100% of everything you got, because if you don't survive this, tomorrow doesn't matter, right?
Right.
So that's what the extreme version of that looks like. But, you know, what's interesting is that flow seems to allow normal people to kind of go from the 65% we can normally access up to about the 80% the train weightlifters, you know, and powerlifters and professionals can access. And for professionals, it seems to be able to tip it up a little bit more as well. Not nearly that high because, again, there's that upper governor that does you don't want to tear off an arm.
Right. You talk about the different brain waves, you know, theta, the different brain waves. And I have a device called a pulse electromagnetic field device that I use once in a while that's designed to do brain entrainment. And it's adjustable to all different types of frequencies from 14 hertz down to a half a hertz. If I wanted to use that during a creative moment, I'm working on a problem. I want to come up with a creative solution. And it truly does affect, it really does. I mean, what frequency would I want to set that on for creativity?
So you want to head towards where flow is. So we now know that the kind of flow, your brain bounces all over the place, right?
Right. Beta's
a fast-moving wave. It's where we are now. We're talking. Alpha is daydreaming mode. It's below. It's a slow wave. Below that is theta. It's deep meditation or the hypnagogic state, so you're starting to fall asleep, right, or REM. And then, you know, below that, it gets even slower in delta. And then there's another wave called gamma, and I'll talk about that in half a second. So flow exists on the borderline between alpha and theta. What is really cool here is the reason you're more creative there is normally when you're in beta, when you and I are talking, the brain's moving really, really fast, but it's very, very local. So things are localized in one particular region. As you move down into alpha, you start kind of reaching out into the whole brain and making those lateral connections that underpins creativity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's cool about theta is theta, so gamma is this very fast frequency wave that only shows up when we're linking ideas together, when you have that aha moment, right?
Okay.
You get a gamma spike. But without getting too technical, the wave is coupled to theta. So meaning like you have to have some theta going on in your brainwaves to even get this spike. Because flow puts you on that borderline between alpha and theta. It also puts you in like the ready condition for deeply creative insight. So that's where you're aiming. There are a lot of better devices on the market right now. Things have gotten, we work, for example, with Sense Labs, which makes the Versus headset. It's an EEG headset. They've got phenomenal algorithms, best technology, some of the best technology I've seen. And you can buy it. You can train with it. We use it all the time.
Is gamma a harmonic of theta when it makes that connection?
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Listen, you've got to be excited every day to wake up because of this, the realm of investigation that you work in.
I have a great deal of fun. I can't actually believe I get to, I wake up very excited.
Yeah, this is very cool. I really want to thank you for writing this book, too, because this is a great book. The Rise of Superman, it's on SupremeRadio.com. This is a handbook for everybody in the audience. You got to get the book. And then I'm going to read Tomorrowland, right? I'm going to get that too because that's going to be very interesting as well. Listen,
you would really like Bold, which is the book in between Tomorrowland and Rise of Superman, because it's flow a lot of the big woven through a lot of the big picture technology stuff, and it's really a book about how to kind of level up your game. It's written for entrepreneurs and business people, and I think you would dig that as well.
I'm definitely going to check it out, Steve. Thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
My pleasure, Carl. Thanks for having
me. Take care. All right, so there you have it. This is a must-read book. I'm not kidding. You must get this book. It will change your life. It will make your life better if you apply the steps that are discussed in it. And I really think every child, or at least every 20-year-old, should read this book to kind of set up their life for being more full of flow and more full of joy. Also want to thank Dr. Jeff for the first half hour with his leg training session. And, of course, Leah Steemsa for coming on and talking about those four gut bacteria that appear to keep an infant from developing asthma. Hopefully we'll see some interventions in the near future as a result of that research. And tomorrow is Friday, which means it will be Casual Friday. We hope you join us for that. Thank you for listening today. See you tomorrow.